The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 5, text number 20. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari. Recorded on October 24th, 2016, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Na prahrishyet priyam prapya na udvajet prapya cha apriyam stira buddhi asambuddha brahmavit brahmani stitaha na prahrishyat priyam prapya
na
udvajet prapya cha priyam stira-buddhira-saṁ-mūdho kama-vid-brahmanisthitaḥ na-prahrishyat-priyaṁ-prāpya na-udvijat-prapya-chā-priyaṁ stira-buddhira-saṁ-mūdho kama-vid-brahmanisthitaḥ. Prahishyat rejoices.
Jugoya.
Priyam, the pleasant.
Malon.
Prapya, achieving. Na, does not. Udvajet, become agitated. Prapya, obtaining.
Igiyas.
Cha, also.
Tekpat.
Apriyam, the unpleasant.
Nyamalon.
Stirabuddhi, self-intelligent.
Kurio intelektas nukreiptas į savąjį aš.
Asambuddha. Unbewildered.
Nesuklaidintas.
Brahmavit. One who knows the Supreme perfectly.
Tobulai suprantas aukščiausiai.
Brahmani. In the transcendence. Stitaha, situated. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. A person who neither rejoices upon achieving something pleasant, nor laments upon obtaining something unpleasant, who is self-intelligent, who is unbewildered, and who knows the science of God, is already situated in transcendence. Purport. The symptoms of the self-realized person are given herein. The first symptom is that he is not illusioned by the false identification of the body with his true self. He knows perfectly well that he is not his body, but that it is the fragmental portion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is therefore not joyful in achieving something, nor does he lament in losing anything which is related to his body. This steadiness of mind is called stitta-buddhi, or self-intelligence. He is therefore never bewildered by mistaking the gross body for the soul, nor does he accept the body as permanent and disregard the existence of the soul. This knowledge elevates him to the station of knowing the complete science of the Absolute Truth, namely Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. He thus knows his constitutional position perfectly well and without falsely trying to become one with the Supreme in all respects. This is called Brahman realization or self-realization. Such steady consciousness is called Krishna consciousness. So, we all want to be happy, isn't it? So why are we unhappy in so many ways? Because we don't know the science of Krishna. Or if we do know it, we don't know it well enough. We haven't mastered it yet. So this verse is telling us how to master it. How to know the science of Krishna and how to be able to master the science of Krishna also. Can you imagine feeling the same ecstasy whether it's a pleasant or an unpleasant thing that's happening to you? This is a highly advanced stage of Krishna consciousness. Whether you're being rewarded or punished, do you feel it's the same nectar? So how is it possible that we neophytes can come to this kind of understanding? It's actually not difficult. You simply have to understand this one point. Krishna loves you more than you can even begin to imagine. And Krishna is bestowing unlimited mercy upon you at every minute in every situation. Whether you're being born or you're dying, you're being rewarded or punished, you're being blessed or chastised, whatever it may be in the material world, it's all the mercy of Krishna. To help you to come back to Him as soon as possible. In other words, Krishna misses you. You're His beloved child. And He is greatly pained that you've given up His service. You've come here to try to enjoy separately from Him. So everything is perfectly arranged to bring you back to Him as soon as possible. As soon as you realize that actually Krishna's love for me is unlimited, let me try to reciprocate with it. Then everything changes, you see. So how do you reciprocate with Krishna's love? It's no secret. You simply have to follow Krishna's instructions. Engage your mind always in thinking of me. Offer obeisances, worship me. Become my devotee. In this way, fully absorb yourself in me. And surely you will come to me. So as soon as you take up this process of trying to re-establish your lost loving relationship with Krishna, your whole vision of reality changes. You actually see how Krishna is blessing you at every minute. Whether it's a good or a bad situation materially. Whether it's a beautiful or ugly situation materially. Spiritually, it's always beautiful, it's always good, it's always wonderful. If you have faith in this principle, and you don't hold something against Krishna. Why are you doing this to me, Krishna? Like the materialist would say, you see.
Ir nepyksit, kaip postmaterialistas sakytų, Krishna, kodėl tu man taip darai?
He feels that God is being unfair with him. God, why are you doing this to me?
Dieve, kodėl tu neteisingas su manimi?
That's an incorrect understanding.
Tai yra blogas supratimas.
God never mistreats us.
Dievas visą laiką su mumis elgiasi teisingai.
We are the ones who are faulty, not God is faulty.
Mes esam tie, kurie esame kalti. Dievas nėra kaltas.
As long as we try to fault God, we're going to remain in a suffering condition.
Kol mes kaltinsim Dievą, tol mes kentėsim.
But you can admit it's actually your fault that you're suffering the material world, not God's fault, you see.
Reik suprasti, kad mes esam kalti, kad čia kenčiame, ne Dievas.
When you will own up and take the blame for your own suffering.
Kada suprasite, kad jūs patys kalti esam.
Realizing it's your own foolish stupidity which got you into this miserable condition.
Suprasdami, kad tai jūsų kvailystė, kuri atvedė jūs į šią nepatogią padėtį.
And then resolve to not become do things stupidly ever again.
Ir tada nuspręsit kvailai nebesielgti daugiau.
By being properly trained by the scriptures, by the sadhus, by the spiritual master.
Būdami tinkamai apmokyti dvasinių mokytojų, šventrašių ir Krishna.
How to always think properly.
Kaip nuolat tinkamai galvoti.
How to always speak properly.
Kaip tinkamai šnekėti.
And thus how to always act properly.
Ir tinkamai veikti.
In this way, if you can dovetail your thoughts, words and deeds with the pleasure of Krishna.
Jeigu savo mintis, veiksmus ir žodžius panaudosite Krishnos malonumui.
You will no longer feel the pinchings of the material nature.
Nebejausite materialios egzistencijos kančių.
They may pinch.
Nors kančios gali.
They won't pinch you.
Bet tai nelies jūsų.
It's just be out, something out there in the external energy.
Tai bus kažkas, kas vyksta išorinėje energijoje.
A self-realized soul, for him, death is nothing.
Savęs suvokusiai sielai mirtis yra niekas.
It's just like you get up in the morning, you put on you take off your nightshirt and put on your day shirt. Take off your pajamas and put on your kurta, you know.
Lygiai taip pat kaip ryte atsikėlus, nusivilkti pižamą ir apsirengti kurtą.
It's not a big deal. Oh no, I'm changing my shirt, you know.
Sudėtingo, kad o ne, man reikia pasikeisti marškinėlius.
It's not a big deal, it's just part of your daily routine, you see.
Tai tiesiog kasdienė rutina.
I had my night clothes, now I'm putting on some day clothes. Sivardhodi, a realized soul, death is no more than just changing your clothes. I'm going to discard my material body and now fully activate my spiritual body. That's it's just like a routine thing, like brushing your teeth. Not a big deal. But for someone who identifies with the body, it's the most horrible experience you could ever imagine.
Bet tam, kuris yra tapatina su kūnu, tai pati baisiausia patirtis.
If you remain rooted in bodily identification consciousness throughout your life, death will be the most horrible experience you could ever imagine.
Jeigu gyvensite kūniškoje sampratoje, tai mirtis bus pati baisiausia jūsų akimirka.
Your whole concept of who you are is being ripped away.
Nes bus suplėšama visa jūsų gyvenimo koncepcija.
So why subject yourself to that kind of a suffering condition? Why don't you give up the false ego right now? By hearing from the bona fide spiritual master. Do yourself a favor, you see. Do it the easy way. Hear from the bona fide spiritual master. You're not your body. You're an eternal spiritual being. And your real happiness is simply to love God, that's all.
Ir sužinokite, kad jūsų meilė.
It's a simple thing. No material facilities are required.
Ir žinokit, kad jums nereikia jokių materialių sąlygų.
You can be a rich man.
Galit būti turtingi.
You can be a poor person. It doesn't matter. If you have love of God, you're the wealthiest person in the whole universe.
Jeigu turite meilę Dievui, esate turtingiausia visatoje.
You see. So why remain in a miserable condition any longer?
Taigi, kam daugiau kankintis?
Just realize, Jivara Sarupa Hare Krishna Radas. I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. All I have to do is love God. It's a simple thing. Whatever my material condition, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what country I live in, what side of town I live on, what kind of economic condition I have, it doesn't matter. Simply, I have to give my love to Krishna or God.
Duoti savo meilę.
And that will liberate me from all the distresses.
Ir tai mane išvaduoja nuo visų sunkumų.
So is there any difficulty?
Taigi, kokių kyla problemų?
Are any of you having any difficulties to awaken pure love of God within your home?
Ar dar turite kažkokių sunkumų pažadinant meilę Dievui savo širdyje?
Is there any difficulty?
Ar yra sunkumų?
Anybody have difficulty? Let me hear. Raise your hand. What is your difficulty?
Koks tavo sunkumas?
My difficulty is the mind.
The mind.
The mind is very flickering and it's very like. I know the process of awakening pure love of Godhead is to chant Hare Krishna intensively, but I find that it's very difficult to fix the mind on the holy name.
Aš turiu problemą savo protais, laksto visur, žinau, kad reikia jį sufokusuoti Krishna, kartuojant šventą vardą ir panašiai, bet jis skraidžia, kur jam patogu.
Actually, the mind is not the problem. Listening to your mind is the problem.
Protas nėra jokios problemos. Problema, kai mes to proto klausom.
The mind is compared to, let's say you're a wealthy man and you have a chauffeur, you see.
Įsivaizduokit, kad esi labai turtingas.
Your chauffeur is a low-class man. He has low-class tastes.
Ir turi tokį vairuotoją, kuris labai...
He's interested in bars and brothels.
Jam not the temple. Alkoholis.
So when you get in your car, you can let the chauffeur drive you where he wants to go.
Ir kai įlipi savo automobilį, kur tu važiuosi, ten, kur nori vairuotojas?
Are you going to tell him, okay, take me to the Hare Krishna temple?
Ar jiems sakysi, taip, vairuotojo, važiuojam į šventyklą.
So having a mind is not a bad thing. You have to be the boss, that's all.
Turėt protą ne problema, svarbiausia, kad jūs turit būti bosas.
Your problem is you're letting your mind be the boss.
Problema, kai leidžiame protui.
You have to be the boss.
Jūs turit būti šeimininkas.
Okay, mind.
Taip, protė.
Now we're going to be Krishna conscious, okay?
Dabar mes būsim Krishna sąmoningi, okay?
You just got to say, you got to be the boss and take control, that's all.
Perim kontrolę.
I've been letting you go wild for the last million of lifetimes. You've been running like a wild horse on the prairie after this thing and that thing.
Tu brangus protė lakstė kaip laukinis arklys milijonus metų.
But now your days of running wild are over, my dear mind.
Bet brangus protė, tavo dienos lakstė.
Now you're going to do what I say.
Dabar darysi.
You're going to do it when I say it also. Now, my dear mind, you're going to be completely under my control.
Būsi visiškai kontroliuojamas mane.
This is called yogi.
Tai vadinama jogas.
One who controls his senses.
Kuris kontroliuoja savo jusles.
So that's all you have to do.
Tiesiog ką reikia daryti.
Anyone else having difficulties?
Kam dar sunkumų kyla?
What difficulties anybody else is having?
Kokiu dar ką sunkumų turi?
He's the only one who had any difficulties.
Jis čia kiekvienas yra problem?
What difficulties, yes.
So it's also the mind, and it does not let the to surrender to my spiritual master fully.
How to surrender to the spiritual master?
Yeah, my mind, he does not let me to surrender to my spiritual master.
Well, that same thing, you got to tell your mind what to do. Okay, mind, now it's time to surrender to Guru. You may think you can do whatever you want, but I'm an initiated disciple now, and you can't do anything that you want anymore. Now you have to go along for the ride. We're going to surrender to the spiritual master, and that's it.
Protė, aš dabar esu inicijuotojas ir nebedarysim, ką tu nori. Dabar darysim tą, ką reikia.
So don't think otherwise.
Ir kitaip negalvok.
You better come along for the ride.
Geriau dirb kaip reikia.
Gurudev ki jai. Anything, any other difficulties? Yeah.
Flickering faith.
Nestabilus tikėjimas.
Today I have faith in Krishna, in the morning I have faith in Krishna, in the afternoon I have faith in my mind. It's the same thing.
Paprastas dalykas, ryte aš labai tikiu Krishna, o po pietų jau protą tikiu.
So the real thing is, then how do you increase your faith in Krishna?
Tai klausimas, kaip padidinti tikėjimą į Krishna?
By associating with those who have faith in Krishna.
Bendraujant su tais, kurie turi tą tikėjimą.
That's how ISKCON got that its strength, because we were associating with Prabhupada, you see.
Taip, ISKCON ir tapo, gavo savo jėgą, nes bendravo su Šrila Prabhupada.
Prabhupada had an unflinching faith in Krishna.
Šrila Prabhupada turi visiškai stabilų tikėjimą į Krishna.
Absolute, total faith in Krishna.
Visiškai 100%.
So, by putting your faith in someone who has faith in Krishna, that's how you get the faith in Krishna.
Taigi, pasitikėdama tuo, kuris turi tikėjimą į Krishna, tu irgi gausi tikėjimą.
Because we trusted Prabhupada, you see.
Kadangi mes pasitikėjom Prabhupada.
We put our faith in Prabhupada and he had the faith in Krishna. That's how we got faith in Krishna.
Mes įdėjom savo tikėjimą į Krishna, o Prabhupada tikėjo Krishna. Ir mes taip pat perėmėm tą tikėjimą.
So that's why the spiritual master is essential. You have to put complete faith in your spiritual master.
Todėl dvasinis mokytojas yra svarbiausias dalykas. Tu turi savo tikėjimą įdėti į savo dvasinį mokytoją.
And because he has faith in Krishna, that's how you get your faith in Krishna.
Kadangi jūs turite tikėjimą Krishna, tu jį perimsi taip pat.
Is that all right? Next.
Kitas klausimas.
Senatvė ir širdies ligos, ką mokytas galėtų paaiškinti?
What you could explain about old age and disease of the heart?
Spiritual heart disease or material heart disease?
Material disease.
Oh, material disease. Yeah, that's part of the fun of having a material body. You get sick. You get to get old and die. I mean, it's really a lot of fun, isn't it? I used to be able to jump, I can't jump anymore, you know. I used to be able to hear, but now I got to wear a hearing aid, and then even that I can't hear so well anymore. It's like now I just have my 70th birthday is here, you see, you know. 70th birthday. This now, I'm having my 70th birthday. I've just had my 70th birthday, 70.
Okay.
So that's getting old, you see. But the real thing is, you have to see in a transcendental way. Just like I see what Prabhupada did when he reached his 70th birthday. Before 70, he practically accomplished nothing for pushing forward Krishna consciousness. Practically nothing. But after his 70th birthday, he created a huge worldwide movement. So 70 means you're just getting started. So I'm excited about turning 70 now, you see. Now the real fun begins. I spent 45 years getting ready for 70, you see. Now it's time to really tear up the world and make a revolution. So I see old days in a very positive way. You can take all those accumulated realizations. How many years have you been practicing Krishna consciousness?
25.
You have 25 years of experience. You're actually wealthy. You're loaded with 25 years of spiritual experiences. You're in a better position now than you've ever been in your whole life. The aging body is actually a mercy because it helps you to realize you can't really enjoy this body. So now you can become very mature. You can become a very realized person, very deep in transcendental knowledge. And you can share that knowledge with the suffering people of this world. So for devotee, old age is a great blessing. But for karmi, it's like hell. So do you want to be blessed or do you want to live in hell? It's your choice. For Krishna conscious devotee, old age is a great blessing. I'm getting closer to Krishna. I'm feeling more and more Krishna conscious. So take advantage of old age. And whatever, if heart disease comes, well, that's special mercy. You get to go back to Krishna even sooner. I have God brothers who are dying right now, you see. I have quite a few who already left their bodies. So I wasn't so fortunate. I'm still here, there with Krishna. I'm still here, you see, worrying about the cold weather, bundling up in the cold weather. There's no cold weather in Goloka Vrindavan. So, you know, I'm kind of unfortunate. I didn't die yet, you know.
Taigi, nepasisekė, dar nenumiriau.
But make the best use of a bad bargaining. Make a spiritual revolution on the planet. That's my goal now, to make a revolution on the planet. So I don't let old age bring me down. I use it in a positive way, you see. But actually, I don't even feel like an old man. I feel like I'm a 22-year-old kid, really. Because I'm not the body, you see. If you identify with your body, you're going to feel like you're an old woman.
But
you're not the body. Kick it out. You're not the body. You're an eternal youth. You're one of Krishna's associates from his transcendental pastimes. So come alive.
Taigi, atsigaukit.
Come to your actual spiritual nature.
Grįžkite savo prigimtį.
Okay?
Ar gerai?
All right, next. Let's see anybody new. If not, there's some new. We'll take some newbies back here who haven't asked yet.
Aš norėjau paklausti dėl kūno klausimus. Tai kai mes atliekam atsigavimo tarnystę, jeigu mes jo nereguliuoti atliekam, nesuderinęs su kūno poreikiais, kūnas labai būna išalintas, jis labai poras tą kartą. Ir noriu paklausti, kame čia priežastis, kad kaip suderinti atsigavimo tarnystę, kad kūnas neportų ir kad galėtum laisvai atlikti.
Then we doing, sometimes when we doing service, sometimes is... we do it in irregulated way and after that we feel very exhausted and our body become very sick and we're not able to continue. So how balance and make service?
Well, you need to do your service in such a way that you can be steady throughout the whole life.
Reikia taip tarnystę atlikti, kad sugebėtum būti stabilus visą gyvenimą.
Just like, let's say your age now.
Koks tavo amžius?
25. Okay, so figure at least another, you know, say 15 more years of service, you know, at least. So you got to pace yourself so you can go on serving for the next 50 years. It said, slow but steady wins the race. There was a race between the hare and the tortoise. And the hare thought he had it made, so he leaned on and took a nap. But the tortoise came plodding along, you know. And he won the race. You see. So you can be the hare going. Or you can be the steadily plodding tortoise. Dum, dum, dum,
dum. Stabilus.
It's better to be a steadily plodding tortoise who can go on steadily day after day, week after week, year after year. You take a pace now that you can maintain for the next 50 years. And that way you'll come out ahead.
But who has seen the 50 years?
Who has
seen the 50 years?
Who has seen the 50 years?
Yes, that I'm going to live for 15 years.
Kas gali žinot, kad 50 metų gyvens?
One moment.
Gal tik sekundę man liko?
Maybe 5 minutes.
Gal tik 5 minutes.
What is it?
It could be 5 minutes.
25 minutes?
5 minutes.
No, we have 10 minutes.
You didn't say so.
Oh, you can die at any minute, that's a fact. So, do you have...
How much tantran,
What is the point? What's your point?
If we can die any moment, so how we can be very slow? We have to do maximum what we can right now.
Well, there has to be a... There really has to be a balance.
Secret to good balances.
Like, let's
shoot for the star and you will make it for the fence.
Bet sakoma, reikia siekti bent už žvaigždę, tik bent tvorą peršoks.
There's actually a balance between these two perspectives. The fact is, you have to make the maximum effort.
At
the same time, you have to pace yourself. I have God brothers who, you know, were like, it's called a flash in the pan. They did a huge amount of service and then they're gone.
It depends what we are doing for the mental condition.
Bet viskas priklauso nuo mūsų proto, sąmonės, dėl ko mes.
Actually, Prabhupada said you should be, you know, engage all day in devotional service and just have a little prasadam to eat in a place to lay down at night, and that's all you need.
Prabhupada sakė, reikia visą 24 valandas atlikti tarnystę, truputį pavalgyti, nugriūti kampe, pagulėti, daugiau nieko nereikia.
So he said, don't be a lazy fella. That's a bad.
Taigi sakė Prabhupada, nebūk tinginys.
Actually, we can say this, lazy means crazy.
Nes tinginys reiškia kvailys.
Because they don't realize the urgency of the situation.
Nes kvailys nesupranta situacijos.
We should be intensely absorbed in devotional service from morning till night. But I'm saying the example, let's say somebody decides I'm only to sleep 1 hour a night or something extreme like that I was talking about.
I don't see that anybody is doing
extreme.
Mataji sees that we're all lazy. None of us are working hard enough.
If we are working hard, we will become like that Maharaj Katvanga, who became Krishna conscious in 1 minute.
Jeigu pakankamai stengtumės, būtume kaip Katvanga Maharajas, kuris tapo Krishna sąmoningas per vieną minutę.
Yeah, it's very good. Yeah, Manaji's points are very good. It's actually a balance between these two principles. You want to push yourself as hard as you can, but at the same time, over-endeavor can cause a fall down, according to scripture.
It depends on fall down, or if somebody is serious, they can continue also until the body falls apart.
Jeigu kažkas labai rimtai nusiteikęs, gali tiek tarnauti, kad kūnas neatlaikys.
Because body is one day
going to
be useless.
But kūnas yra
bereikalingas. Guru Maharaj is in a good example of this. Here she is, you know, practically a 70-year-old woman. She's working so hard, traveling all over the world with a body that's falling apart.
Everybody, when your body is young and healthy, you should engage it.
Visi, kol kūnas jaunas, reikia dirbti.
It's a good point. Okay, let's go to another point. We accept the point. We only have 5 minutes left. Any other... Anyone else having points? Yes.
Srila Gurudev, can you please describe the revolution that you envision?
Well, it's actually, you know, it's given by Prabhupada. He's given us the vision of the revolution. He wrote a poem and he says, everybody will be chanting Hare Krishna. Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati also gave us the vision. He said, when all the high court judges are wearing tilak, then our mission is successful. So our acharyas have given the vision. I'm just plugging into their vision, that's all. They envision a world where, you know, everyone is Krishna conscious. The whole planet. So someone may say, well, that's not possible. But as Guru Mataji was saying, shoot for the stars and at least you'll clear the fence. So we should endeavor to pull off a world revolution. Try to make everybody in this whole planet Krishna conscious. And even if we don't do that, at least we'll be Krishna conscious. And we might make one or two devotees. But our endeavor should be that we, as Prabhupada told us, you know, he actually told us, for Americans and Europeans, you're all Europeans, aren't you?
Yeah.
He said, for my American and European disciples, he said, you should become perfect in understanding the science of Krishna. You should become guru. And you should deliver the whole world. That's an instruction for the Americans and European devotees.
toks nurodymas europiečiam ir amerikiečiam.
I'm American and you're European.
Aš amerikietis, jūs europiečiai.
So we have our order from Prabhupada.
Turim Prabhupados nurodymą.
But it applies to the Indians as well, actually.
Iš tikrųjų,
now, well, Indians in ISKCON at that time.
Nes tuo metu
we were only American Europeans at that time.
Buvo tik europiečiai ir amerikiečiai.
So this instruction applies to every devotee in ISKCON, actually.
Iš tikrųjų, čia visiems.
Become perfect in understanding the science of Krishna. Become guru. And deliver the whole world. Now you got your marching orders. Your duties become perfect, become guru and deliver the world. It's a responsibility we have individually and collectively. You can't say it's only me because it's a letter to, it's an order to all of us. But you can't say because of all of us it doesn't apply to me. It's both individual and collective. Similarly, Bhaktisiddhanta told all of his disciples to spread Krishna consciousness. He told many, many of his disciples to spread Krishna consciousness in the English-speaking world. How many of them took it seriously? One. So how many devotees of ISKCON are taking Prabhupada's orders seriously, become guru and deliver the world? That is judged by the result.
Tai parodys rezultatai.
So anything else? Yeah.
Čia dar ir ta tema, kur klausė pirmai, reiškia, kokios kliūtis mums dar trukdo atsiduoti Krišnai. Tai, na, aš tiek turiu dar daug materialių troškimų ir tiek mažai dvasinių troškimų. Ir tiek daug skonio dalykia materialiam dalykam ir tiek mažai dvasinių. Tai vat klausimas, kaip audytis, nu, kaip gauti ar audytis tą dvasinį skonį, kad turėtų dvasinių troškimų daugiau.
I have so many material desires and not so many spiritual desires. And so many material taste and not so many spiritual taste. So what is the secret how to develop this spiritual taste and desires?
Well, you're on the right track because you're asking this question.
No, tu jau esi geram kelyje, nes klausimo gero uždavė.
You, material tastes are nectar in the beginning and poison in the end.
Materialų skoniai labai saldus iš pradžių, bet paskui apkarsta.
Spiritual tastes are actually nectar in the beginning and nectar at the end. Because we're not fully spiritual yet, we can at least get some tastes in the mode of goodness. Those tastes are poison in the beginning and nectar in the end. Rising early in the morning, taking your bath, giving up illicit sex, meeting, intoxication, and gambling. Chanting 16 rounds of japa.
Japa kartoti.
In the beginning, it's maybe a little bitter sometimes, you see.
Pradžia gal biskį ir nesmagu.
The thing is, by practice,
bet praktikos dėka,
even though the spiritual tastes are not much yet, and our material tastes are big, big ocean of material tastes.
Neturint labai daug materialaus skonio ir mažai dvasinio.
If you will follow the instructions of the bona fide spiritual master,
sekant bona fide dvasinio mokytojo pamokymais,
by avoiding the material tastes as much as possible,
vengiant materialių skonių kiek įmanoma,
and associating with spiritual tastes as much as possible,
ir kiek įmanoma daugiau bendraujant su dvasiniais
skoniais, the more you associate with spiritual tastes,
kuo daugiau bendrauji su dvasiniais skoniais,
the more your taste for them will grow,
tuo daugiau skonis jiems auga,
and finally they will eclipse your material desires.
Ir galų gale jie už
in other words, in the beginning you'll have 1% spiritual taste and 99% material taste. But having faith in the order of the spiritual master, you see, you'll avoid the material taste as much as possible and focus on spiritual taste, even though it's very tiny. But then it gets to 2% spiritual and 98% material. And then 3% spiritual and 97% material. As long as you keep chanting your rounds and following the regular principles, the spiritual taste will keep increasing and the material taste will keep decreasing.
dvasiniai skoniai po truputį auks ir materialus mažės.
Until finally you reach a tipping point.
Ir galų gale pasieksi kertinį tašką.
This is called anartha nivritti.
Tai vadinama anartha nivritti.
When you reach to the tipping point, then all of a sudden those spiritual tastes are much better than any material taste.
Ir ties tuo tašku jau dvasiniai skoniai bus didesni už materialus.
And the material taste just, they disappear.
Ir jie tada išgaros kaip rūkas.
So you just got to work really hard right now. It's an uphill tugger right now, you see.
Taigi, nemažai darbo dar liko.
It's like I preach in a city called Santiago, Chile, once every year.
Aš kasmet pamokslauju Santiago, Chile.
And there's a huge mountain range called the Andes Mountains between the other town, which is Mendoza, Argentina.
Ir ten yra toks didžiulis Andų kalnas, važiuojant į kitą miestą.
There's a huge mountain range between the two cities.
Labai didelis kalnas.
Now, if somebody is riding a bicycle, you know, from Santiago to Mendoza, it's a huge struggle to get up the mountain. And you finally get to the top, it's gliding down for 100 miles down, they'll glide, you know. So it's like that in the beginning. It's an uphill struggle, you see. But you keep struggling, 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 struggling. By the time you get to anartha nivritti, it's just a downhill glide. So have faith in the process. Continue doing the austerities. And that day will come when it's just like that. You finally get past the tipping point and it just becomes a downhill glide. And Maya won't be able to influence you at all anymore. She'll give up. She'll say, okay, you pass all the tests, now I'm going to help you to be Krishna conscious. Maya does that. Once you get to a certain point, she becomes your maidservant to help you in your service. In the beginning, she tests you to see if you're really serious about being a devotee. Because cheaters are not allowed in the spiritual world. Maya makes sure that cheaters get in, you see. If you're making a false show of being a devotee, she'll make sure that you get diverted. She'll end your false show. She keeps all the nonsense away from Krishna. But if you're serious, Maya will recognize you and she'll help you advance in Krishna consciousness. A certain
point.
So our time is up.
Laikas baigėsi.
Now we would go on to the next part of the program.
Dabar, kita programos dalis.
I see that Yashoda Damodar is here. Waiting for our worship. So we thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
His name is Shivan Sankarshan Dasari Gari Maharaj ki
jai.